Europe is on the verge of a big decision to hurt Russia's oil business. What's on the table is a cap on the price that buyers pay for Russian oil. But energy markets are complicated, and this could all affect our prices at the pump. Let's talk this through with Ali Velshi, anchor and economics correspondent and energy guy at MSNBC. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Scott. Good to talk to you again.
Okay, so a barrel of crude oil, if I went out and bought one in the world market right now, I'd have to pay like $80-something. But the EU wants Russian oil to sell for much lower than that. How would that work?
Yeah, so the EU, the 27 members of the EU would like Russian oil. They agreed that starting December 1st, they'd like to limit the price that they pay for Russian oil to 62 barrels a week. Now, there isn't even agreement about that because Poland, Estonia, and Lithuania, three NATO countries that were former Soviet republics that do not, or under Soviet influence, that do not want to continue to help Russia profit from its oil exports, would like it to be lower. Some of them want it to be $30 a barrel. Here's the problem. If you take Russian oil off the world market, the price of oil skyrockets, right? We've all dealt with these high oil prices, high gas prices for a while. So the United States stepped in and said, why don't we call it $60 a barrel? And the problem with that is that not everybody wants to go along with it. They want to be able to have Russian oil on the market so that global prices don't skyrocket, but not have Russia profit from it too much. That's why they want to put a cap on how much Russia can sell its oil for.
Yeah, well, you know how complicated energy markets are, and you kind of mess with them at your peril. I mean, do we know where this is going to go? As you were saying, there's a possibility that if Russia pulls its oil or Russian oil disappears from the market, there's not enough, and then prices go up for all of us.
Yeah, and so there are several wild cards, one of which is just the market, right? How will people react to it? But China and India are big, big, big buyers of Russian oil, and both of them have signaled that they don't like this interference in the market. India continues to say, we'll buy Russian oil, we'll buy oil from anywhere, you know, we need to buy oil from. And both of those countries are big, big, big consumers of oil. So the danger here is the whole thing backfires, and that's why the United States has gotten involved and said, let's not go for too low a price cap, because the Russians just won't participate. If there's a $30 price cap on Russian oil, the Russians may just decide, let's not sell oil. There's also other parts of this legislation in Europe which will penalize shippers and insurers. So the U.S. is trying to come to this place that says, look, $60 a barrel is enough that Russia can still make some money in producing and exporting oil, not so much that they'll make as much as they're making right now, and not so low that it'll take that Russian oil off the market and make prices for everyone else skyrocket. But as you said, Scott, this is a market, so it's very, very complicated to know how actions like this will actually, how they'll play out in the world market.
Okay, and really quickly, this plan the U.S. is proposing, this kind of Goldilocks sanction on Russian oil,
right?
Is it going to move forward?
It probably is. There are three holdouts in the EU out of 27 countries right now. Maybe the price won't be $62 a barrel. Maybe they'll get it, like, you know, $57 a barrel. It will probably move forward, though. There will probably be a cap instituted on December 7th on the price that Russian oil can be paid for.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you as always.
My pleasure.